Page 258. Who was behind Cook?
Since our last story on Tupaia, the Tahitian navigator who sailed to Aotearoa with Cook, he's become even more famous. Now, the Auckland Museum has an exhibition all about him. What's interesting about this exhibit is that it talks about what Tupaia wanted from Cook. The Endeavour was the third European ship to turn up in Tahiti, and the Tahitians had sussed them out. They knew that they had guns and cannons, and just how powerful they were. Tupaia's home island had been invaded by another tribe, and he was keen to use Cook's power to get his land back. And Cook was keen to use Tupaia's navigational skill and his inside knowledge of Pacific culture. Tupaia introduced Cook to all the famous fellas in the Society Islands, but Cook wouldn't step into Tupaia's fight. Tupaia probably thought, he'll come around. So off they sailed for Aotearoa. While Tupaia did, Cook thought he was heading to some great southern continent. The Endeavour would have been fascinating for Tupaia, an entirely alien society of 94 white men and one goat, for milk. When they first arrived in Aotearoa, our ancestors understood him. He was like a long-lost uncle from home, from Hawaiki. Hey, uncle.
Hi.
Tupaia was a big deal to Māori. We recognised his high status and we were thrilled to connect to Hawaiki through him. We gave him heaps of taonga, treasures, to celebrate his arrival, and our chiefs welcomed him onto their land. Runners sprinted up the coast telling other tribes, Tupaia's here! Tupaia's here! And all the time, Tupaia was translating, smoothing out the way, helping Māori trade with the Endeavour. What this exhibit is great at is explaining how important Tupaia was to the success of Cook's first voyage to Aotearoa. Tupaia helped build trust and reminded Māori that we were a part of Polynesia, and that 500 years after leaving Hawaiki, we still were deeply connected to it. It was still home.
Copyright, The Voyage.